Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
God damn it. All right. I'm here. Tay, you there, right?
I'm here, bud.
That's what's up. Hollywood's finest. Right here to kick this game. Tay, what you been up to, man?
Shoot, bud. I've been in Hollywood last couple nights. You know, they've been having a few hoes up there, man. And a lot of these youngsters they've been having up there, and the hoes is loose and just revitalizing me, bud. For me, spitting at him.
But now I ain't gonna say you don't do it, or you can't do it. I mean, but man, if you caught a bra or you got your action, would you get out to still?
But I sent her motherfucking ass right away.
Nigga.
Break
Nigga,
her and send her.
Well, I know you're gonna break the bitch table. I'm saying you will actually send the bitch in today's climate.
But I might pimp on her for a couple of days and shake her. She might last a couple of days. After that, I spooked. But she might last a couple of days.
Hey, well,
as
I'm
long as this.
Hey, well, I'm saying, you know, a nigga has to wrestle today to do pimping, man. Unless you want to sneaky, you know, scary pimps. You want to be inside and all that stupid shit.
But a nigga have to on that trail these tracks nowadays. A nigga have to wrestle or carry a motherfucking Uzi in his pocket or something.
Well, tell you, if that's all they need, man. Me and you cool because we both got double barrel Uzis on our lips. hey, my motherfucker, he goes friends
with a double clip.
Word.
With a double clip.
With a double. Hey, but the cold part about it, Jay. Them motherfuckers will spray us with real bullets. So I'm saying, I don't think I want to compete, man. That's why I'm doing my shit the way I'm doing. I ain't trying to get back out there and have some nigga want to take me out because I got game and they don't. Because I'm telling you, nigga, they going to hate your fucking guts seeing you with all that game.
Yeah.
These niggas is game goofy. And they scared of this goddamn game. I know you didn't hear these niggas telling you how they don't fuck they hoes.
Yeah, these niggas game shy. They listen to anything. I didn't hear how these niggas don't fuck they hoes. That got to be the craziest thing in the world. Shit, if they ain't fucking them, who fucking them?
Tay, but what I'm saying is that's not the right question. If you ain't fucking your hoes, nigga, who the fuck are you fucking?
That's a good question. If you ain't fucking your hoes
and you ain't no goddamn monk, you must be getting some pussy from a bitch that ain't paying you.
Fucking with them squares.
Tay, that's stupid.
But I agree with you. They got to be doing that. You got this bad hoe. You ain't fucking her. Just like Rosebud, you said, but who you fucking?
Hey,
your dick get hard? What you doing?
So what I'm saying, Tay, the nigga talking about he ain't fucking his hoes, but he's sending them hoes out to get money. So I asked the nigga that was talking that shit, well, man, what if the bitch tell you that, you know, she wanted to fuck with this trick for free? And the nigga tell me how much of a dog that bitch is, be punk ass motherfucker, boo, 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 all this goddamn shit. And I say, nigga, ain't what's good for the goose good for the gander? And the nigga say, what you mean? Say, nigga, if that motherfucker can't fuck a motherfucker for free, how the fuck can you fuck a motherfucker for free? Nigga shut his motherfucking mouth. Talking about it's a new day. Man, it ain't no new day. It's some new motherfucking suckers with goddamn conversation that a bitch might listen to, but the nigga ain't real. Because what I'm saying is, here you have a fine broad and you, and she not really giving you problems other than, you know, bitch shit. She doing every little thing you want, and you don't like this bitch? Come on, Tay, what's up with that?
Damn, something got to be wrong with a nigga like that. So these niggas around here, bitch get dressed to go to work, put on them stilettos, put on that motherfucking short shit, titties hanging out.
I already bitch know, nigga. You better not be a motherfucker that's getting ready. Nigga, that bitch breaking luck at home.
That's right. Wait a minute.
Man,
hold on a second, baby.
Hey, listen.
Hey, bud. Bitch say, bitch say, all right, daddy, I'm going to see you later. Hold up, bitch. Hold up. Come back in there for a second. They have to go bust it out right quick, bud, before she walk out that door, man. So and then on top of that, the fact that, bud, when the bitch put the money in nigga's hand, man, the nigga did get hard in the motherfucker, man. So how
well, you
so
say these niggas don't understand, man. The pimping is not about the money. The money is a perk. The pimping is about how you live your life doing what you doing. You know, how you actually spend your money. Do you invest in the game or do you invest in sucker shit? My thing is, take these niggas kick shit, you know, they think they big, woo-woo, got whatever car, whatever couple of jewels, and what I'm saying is they don't really like the bitch that's paying them. Now, what I'm saying is, if you don't really like those hoes, I know, Tay, you agree with this. They are much better pimp than we was. Because we used to like them motherfucking hoes doing what we wanted. We didn't like them other bitches. Square-ass motherfuckers, Tay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, bud. Square-ass motherfuckers don't want to do nothing, but a hoe gonna do everything for a pimp. That right there gonna keep a nigga turned on. A nigga got hoes. A nigga ain't gonna fuck every time his dick get hard. But a nigga around his hoes, damn near 24/7, he excited. Just excited thinking about, man, in a few hours, man, these bitches going to give me some money. A nigga wish he could send them out right then. But, you know, they got to get some kind of rest, man. You know?
Hey, she come in short. Nigga, the bitch come in short, she ain't getting no rest.
No, bitch ain't getting no rest. Bitch finna change clothes and go back out that door. Shit.
Hey, so what I'm saying, Tay, you let me know if you agree with me. And anytime I'm saying something you want to jump in, just do. Because what I'm saying is you got this broad paying you, and you don't like her. I mean, you like her, but you ain't gonna fuck her because, hey, Tay, let me ask you this, man. What do you think is the main reason them niggas say they don't fuck hoes? Are they hoes? And they couldn't have got it from us unless they heard us say, man, nigga don't be fucking no hoe. But a nigga talking about, man, I'm not finna fuck a bitch just a fucker. That's what we be talking about. But what I'm saying is, these niggas, what do you think, say, just tell me, what do you think is the reason or could be a reason these niggas say that?
Listening to gossip or listening to a motherfucker spit something out of his mouth who playing like he real. So he tell them that shit. And then they hear from, and then another nigga they hear from another one, and then pretty soon, you know, it's like a gang of little bitches, a gossiping, man, you fuck that bitch, no man, don't fuck that hoe, man. These all, you know, they getting this young shit, this something this
yeah.
New wave shit.
Hey, Tay, let me ask you this, man. What about sexually? Them motherfuckers, they so worried about what the bitch doing. You know, I don't know what the bitch be doing because that's what they said when I asked them. I don't know what the bitch be doing. That's because you don't know how to pimp, man. I don't have to go out with my motherfucking hoe to know what she doing. If that bitch listening to me, I know what she doing. So what I'm saying, Tay, is them motherfuckers be scared of what them hoes do. Because they so weak, they compare themselves with tricks. And what I'm saying is they be scared that they can't outperform tricks. So instead of them motherfucking, you know, fucking with this hoe that know all about tricks, all about fucking, you know, they don't want to get judged. They'd rather go around some bitch that they can show their car off to, a couple of diamonds to, and the bitch think they the shit, and they'll fuck that bitch. But that hoe, see, they scared of her. They'll just talk shit to her, Tay, because think about it, Tay, this bitch, you ain't tripped like this, nigga, because you know how we used to. We used to get our little motherfucking little package, man, and walk around 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, and both of us would have a bottle of cognac in the trunk, and we'd been to go fuck with a bitch. Nah, no, that's how we did. Shit, we ain't fucking with the same bitch, but we going to fuck with some bitch. I don't even ask the nigga where he going. I just say, what bitch house you going to be at? Nigga, are you going to be at some bitch house? And we going to call, you know, when I call a nigga, the nigga might be, you know, whatever, but I know damn well he didn't bust that goddamn pussy out.
That's
I
right.
Know that. I didn't even ask him about that. Go ahead, man.
Say, bud, I think that that what it is that these young niggas are coming along in this game. I think that these niggas, instead of worrying about pimping on the bitch, they worry more about what the bitch is doing when she with a trick.
There you go.
And they worried about that because they ain't told the bitch nothing. All they done is just sent the bitch to the track.
All they did was put a dollar sign on their forehead with an amount, $400. And the bitch see that, and she can, as long as she brings some money, they cool. They ain't telling her nothing. You right, man. Hey, Tay, do me a favor, man. When you spit some shit like that, you got to explain what you talking about telling them something. Because these motherfuckers don't know nothing to tell a bitch. Oh, go get my money, bitch. I mean, come on. It ain't about, hey, what you tell me, Tay? Oh, work and no fun, nigga. Makes it a dull motherfucking life.
For sure. Shit, for sure. You got to keep that shit exciting, man. Shit, got to keep that shit. Got to have a bitch where she can't wait till the sun come up. Because she know that her daddy, the nigga pimping on her, going to have her day exciting as a motherfucker. Bitch know every day it's going to be something different. So, shit, she excited, man, about that pimping,
hey,
bud.
Hey, but see, what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to get these motherfuckers, which is what you're going to have to do, nigga, because you know, Tay, you're going to have this show. You know that. Hollywood Fine is going to be with Tay. It ain't going to be Tay and Bud. So all you motherfuckers know, this is what you're going to get on this channel. But Tay, what I'm saying is these cats, they be so intimidated by what is really involved in the life that they never really address the realness of it. Because you got to think about this, Tay. We had a gang of hoes, and we fucked a gang of bitches, all of them motherfuckers. But we never worried, could we fuck as good as some other motherfucker that fucks for a living, too? This motherfucker, he got money. He ain't got, man, I wish I would think of that goddamn shit. I know you ain't never thought of it, nigga.
Never. I ain't never thought of that. Never.
Because
one thing
Hey, we was pimping. We would get a bitch information. Nigga, I'm going to be quiet for a minute. And I want you to just feel because, you know, this is your shit, man. So, you know, come on. Go on with it.
Okay, bud. I'm going to talk about how a nigga get at a bitch on the track. See,
yeah.
It's different. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, getting at a bitch on the track, man.
Are you going to be talking about when they file, too, when them niggas be being filed?
I'm gonna talk about all that. I'm gonna talk about how niggas be filing
nigga,
all up in nigga business.
Go ahead.
Okay, man, y'all on the track out there, man. That's part of your job. You got 24 hours a day to decide what you're gonna do or how you're gonna use your 24 hours. If you bought this game, you're gonna be pimping for 24 hours. That involved instructing a bitch, telling her what to do, what to say, how to act on the track. You could easily spend the day hanging with your friends, y'all riding around, y'all kicking, y'all smoking weed and drinking, but you're getting away from the game. Like I said before, you got 24 hours to do what you're going to do with this game in your life. In them 24 hours, you got to be growing. You got to be gaining knowledge. You got to be at a bitch. Because
hey,
that's what you are. That's what you're about.
Excuse me a second. Let me ask you this. Okay, I understand what you're talking about, getting at a bitch. But I want you to talk about, you say they don't get with the bitch. They don't tell the bitch nothing. You know, of course you got to tell the bitch what to say here and there, blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking about kicking game, kicking, you know, shit about what you playing and all, how you going to pimp, where you growing, how you see shit, how you going to have a bitch doing this shit, you know, besides just getting money. I'm talking about the real pimping, Tay.
Yeah, the real pimping is putting it all in a bitch's head, telling the bitch what to do and how to do it, how to come at a trick, how to get more than a bitch supposed to get by just having a conversation with him. Just like when you riding the track, when you getting at a bitch, you on the track, you riding, you at a bitch, you trying to watch her reaction. You watching both sides of the street, but you looking to see if a bitch looking at you. So you catch a bitch looking. You think you got some action. Now it's time to go to work. You preparing your presentation to go knock this bitch or any bitch on that track. So you riding up on the bitch, you see the bitch. You know you got a little action. Every day you ride by, compliment that bitch. Rosebud used to laugh at me because he say, I always find something on the bitch that was attractive. So what I'm saying is...
You compliment a bitch ankle. Hey, go ahead on, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Every day you ride by, you're going to find something attractive about that bitch. And every day you're going to say something. Oh, I like your nails. Oh, bitch. Oh, baby, I like your heels. Every day you're going to be smooth. Every day you're going to say something to her. And sooner or later, you're going to catch that bitch looking. Or sooner or later, you're going to get a smile. Then that's when the conversation really come in. That's when the pimping come in. Then you got to know what to say. Now, bud,
Hey, nigga, you going too fast. Nigga, these motherfuckers don't know shit. So, you rode up on this bitch 5-6 days in a row, said something to the bitch 5-6 days in a row, and suddenly you got a smile or whatever. What I'm saying is the pimping coming in, you right. But what I'm saying is what's right and wrong to do? You got action, you think. So what I'm saying is you ain't gonna just pull over and go get in that bitch face. And if you do and the bitch tell you or look at you or try to get away from you, you gonna know she got a man trying to be proper. What you gonna do then, Tay?
First of all, I'm gonna tell the bitch, you know what, baby, I've been watching you and I see you down like a motherfucker for that nigga. But the only thing missing from you is I don't see no smile. So I don't think you're happy. Now, if I can just get a yes or no out of you, just tell me if you're happy. Because I see you working. I see you're down for the money, but you ain't got no pep in your step. Something ain't right at home somewhere.
Hey, let me ask you this. What I'm saying is, how are you telling her all of this? Are you forcing her to listen to you? Are you following her down the street? What I'm saying, are you getting her to listen to you?
I'm pulling up over.
You out the car. You at her.
Yeah, I'm at her. I'm in her ear, and she ain't moving. So she ain't moving, that mean I got action. If she moves,
Gonna get... Hold up, nigga, hold up. What I'm saying is this. Tay, you know the bitch might be in your ear. But let's say it was my bitch, and you said whatever, and she smiled, and you got out, and the bitch do what my bitch gonna do, walk away. I'm asking you, I'm not talking about the bitch standing there giving you action, because these fucking niggas don't ever get that. Sometimes they do. They get bitches walking away from them, Tay. They get bitches trying to be in pocket. But then they talk about bitch smile, woo woo woo, and they fucking with her. I'm saying, I know me and you didn't do that, but there is a way to do it. And I want you to say or tell them how to do it. The bitch is walking away and you gonna spit. What you gonna do?
Bitch walking away, I'm gonna say, baby, don't walk away from it, walk towards it. I know you need time to think about it. I'm fitting to go around the corner and I'm gonna come back. And if you're ready to talk, be down at that corner right there or be heading that direction. I come back around.
Okay, wait, you just ain't gonna say it, man. So I'm gonna say it. See,
say it,
what I'm saying is, you motherfuckers do not give a fuck if the bitch is trying to be in pocket. All you motherfuckers want to do is run up on a bitch, talk that goddamn shit. You see the goddamn bitch in pocket, but instead of you being a pimp like me and Dante would do, we ain't gonna chase no bitch down the goddamn street. We ain't gonna run the bitch into the goddamn street talking about we pimps. We gonna spit at that bitch until we get the spit out, and then we turn around and get in our motherfucking car. Then we gonna talk to each other, nigga, that bitch in pocket. I'm gonna try to have that bitch. We ain't discouraged. We just know we respect game. And that's how come we didn't get shot. That's how we went all across this fucking country doing exactly what these fools talking about they doing. But they not doing what we was doing. We had respect for the game. We see a bitch in pocket, we might want to meet that nigga. Because don't too many niggas have bitches in pocket. But we got 1,000 motherfucking suckers out there fucking with a bitch. Now, Tank, your bitch just turned around, walked off, and this motherfucker fucking with her. Now, you know this bitch ain't gonna call you for no bullshit. So the bitch calls you and say, this nigga, woo-woo, and she explained, what the fuck you gonna do?
But I got to go check that nigga, man. Shit, that's what I got to do. I got to go. I'm already out there as it is. So
yeah.
I'm already out there. So.
Go ahead.
I'm already out there, bud. So when I get the call, I'm probably up on top of the nigga anyway. Then I got to go check him. I got to go kick it with him.
Hey,
I got to go kick the game with him.
Hey, check this out. Did that happen often or not?
It didn't happen that often, but it happened. It happened a lot, but
okay,
it didn't happen
that often. That's the best fucking answer. Listen to me. What I'm saying is this, fellas. The reason it didn't happen like it happened now is because it was way more motherfuckers out there that respect game. And if that bitch called, you knew you finna go do something to this nigga. Because the bitch ain't calling. Because Rosebud ain't gonna be fucking with no... You know, real pimps ain't gonna be fucking doing this, you know, but we all know Tay is a bunch of suckers on the track. And you gotta check them motherfuckers. But even the suckers back in our day had respect for the game. They gonna get at the bitch, woo woo woo. But if the bitch turn around and walk off and show him she ain't trying to hear it, the nigga gonna say, yeah, okay, girl, just like you say, you know, I'll go around, whatever you gonna say. But he ain't gonna get in the bitch's face, rush up in front of her and try to stop her from walking.
Yeah, he ain't gonna chase a bitch all up and down the street and chase across the street doing all that. Then you fucking with a nigga money. Then you
Thank
really
you.
Gotta get checked.
Now, man, you know these motherfuckers don't understand. And then what the nigga's gonna do? Pull out a gun, shoot you, and you know, man, all that shit. because they don't know how to pimp. 832, what's up?
What's going on, man? Man, I was listening to the dialogue, man. That shit, boy, Tay, you really was giving motherfuckers game on how to not be defeated by defeat. And Rosebud pretty much sharpened the pool stick and really straightened it out by saying, hey, this is the right way to get at a bitch, and it's the wrong way to get at a bitch. Both of y'all killing it. And me, I just love the game, man. I love understanding the game. This dialogue is sick. I couldn't hit but press one, man. I ain't got no question. I just
let me tell you something, bro. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make this motherfucking Shantae open his mouth and feel, because this nigga is a wealth of information, totally different than the way I think, even though we think the same way. So it's just like me and Steve the Dean. He got hella shit different than what I think. But we think the same way. We alpha motherfuckers, 832. We motherfuckers that don't be bullshit. And what I'm saying, if this nigga would realize how powerful his voice is, which is why I'm on here.
Man.
Since this nigga is definitely going to have this show for himself. And this nigga is definitely going to have y'all, you know, understanding real shit. But my point is, once y'all have this station, see, this is a nigga that want to talk about this shit. I had a station like this, and I didn't really want to talk about this. Not that I don't know it. I'm saying I was going in another direction. And then this nigga volunteered for this shit. And I'm saying, man, this, I want this on my channel. I want this raw shit. I'm going to be calling
in.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
If you spit it like that, Tay, way you just did, and Rosebud had to come in and say, I'm going to open my mouth. But if you spit it like you spit it, you're going to have motherfuckers doing that shit verbatim. So you really putting it out there like where a nigga can get a pen and write that shit down and go out there and practice it. You got to sell that. You know what I'm saying? You can't give it to a net.
What's that 832? I got to take you off now because you said the magic word. he said the magic words, Tay.
Yeah.
Did you hear him?
Yeah, I heard him, bud.
What'd he say?
Shit, he said sell it, man. Shit. See, that shit to be sold, man.
Hey, nigga, this shit ain't to be told. This shit is to be sold. And what I'm saying is, if you gonna spit it like you spitting it, you better hook you some shit up, because these motherfuckers want it raw like this, Tay. They, just like you said, they heard this, heard that, you know, they ain't got it real. You know, I used to get a lot of questions about this shit. I don't think I ain't talking about that. Woo-woo-woo. You know, but in reality, I wanted to. I just, at the time, was thinking I was going somewhere else with my education type shit. And I didn't get to really go, so I had to go another way. But you ain't what? You can be straight about this here shit, man. Which is why I'm saying, hey, wait. You can't think they know what you're talking about.
That's, right.
I can't repress that on you enough. You got to break the shit down. Go ahead. What was you going to say?
But what you, I never agree with that statement. But what you think about that statement, bud, when a pimp say, "Hoes here to pay, not to stay." I never really kind of agree with it that way. It's kind of right in a way, bud, but then in a way it kind of ain't.
Tell me you didn't have a whole 20 years.
Hell yeah.
Tell me you didn't have several hoes 10 years.
Hell yeah, and more.
Hey, so what I'm saying is, what the fuck is some whoever the fuck talking about?
Right.
Hey, what I'm saying
that's
is,
what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. All this shit that you know they say and think, you got to straighten them out, man. Because a hoe is here to stay if your motherfucking ass get pimped.
She's
going to stay and pay.
That's right.
As long as the pimping is pleasing her motherfucking ass. But that bitch can get tired. But let me tell you something. If you ain't pimping, you ain't going to have that bitch 2 or 3 days. And if you do, you lucky, because she's one of them dedicated bitches. But once she find out you ain't shit, she gone. It ain't going to take her a week. And that's the bitch that these motherfuckers be fucking with, Tay.
Yeah.
That's who they be fucking with. 702, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, bud and Tay?
Hey, what's up, man? Las Vegas.
Not too much. Yes, sir. Hey, Tay, I got your book and you signed it for me in the front. And I just wanted you to talk a little bit about when you put on here, people go through life looking for the prize, never realizing that you are the prize. Can you talk about a little bit about being the prize and what that means to you?
Well, the prize is you, meaning that your life is you. It's how you prepare yourself for the world. So you the prize. It's all about you. It all centers around you. You the start. You the start and you the end. It's all about...
Go ahead, bud. Okay. Listen,
no, go ahead, bud. It's about you. It's like Bud when he say alpha. But I'm going to turn that over to you about the alpha thing.
But listen, bro, and you too, Tate, you got to understand this goddamn shit, nigga. What I'm saying is, bro, the prize. You talking about what does he mean when he say that? Otherwise, every woman is in search of this perfect man. Let's say this goddamn woman meets you. Now, right there to start determining whether or not you're the prize. But let me break that down. Because how do you qualify to be the prize? Which is what bro was basically asking, right or wrong, bro?
Right.
Right.
Okay, hold on. What I'm saying, do you say shit out your mouth that you don't do? Yes, I know you do. We don't. Do you settle for whatever the fuck? You know you do. We the fuck don't. Do you have direction a bitch can listen to and achieve some of the shit she you got? No, we do. What I'm saying, because we know we have all these things that other motherfuckers, let's say it's 15 things that a really qualified man could have. This bitch could meet men all her life, and every one of them have one, maybe two of those things. We got them all. That's why we're the prize, bro. And if she don't understand it, we gonna show her while she's fucking with us. We gonna show her by the restaurant she go to, by the car she riding in, by the conversation she have, by the calmness that we display as we're doing what we doing, by the first rate way we do anything we do. So we're the prize. Do that make sense to you, bro?
Yeah, of course. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we the prize, because that's why, and fuck with me, I'm going to show you what life is all about. That's why I'm the prize. You can gain everything about life and knowledge by fucking with me, so I'm the prize.
Right.
Okay, Tay, let's go back to this bitch and why motherfuckers don't fuck their hoes. Because what I'm saying is, overall, hoes is cool. Just, you know, they, when you got one, it's fucking blah, blah, blah. You know, they cool. So you're supposed to like these hoes that's cool. Any one of them that's yo ho, that's in pocket, you're supposed to damn near be in love with. And any hoe you get at that you see is in pocket, you got to give her respect. Do you agree with that, Tay?
I agree with that. That make that hoe.
Go ahead, Tay.
That make that hoe respect that hoe. And the more she respect that hoe, that means she know about you, cause she respecting the hoe. She see the hoe. She see you in the hoe.
So what I'm saying is this: you getting at that bitch, woo, and she being in pocket. Instead of fucking with her, You supposed to think that you said something fly enough for you to say, baby, I see you in pocket of pimp, don't respect that shit. But whenever it ain't right, check with me. Because at that point, she gonna really respect you raised up off her. She gonna respect you and have to run down the street. And if the bitch wasn't happy, like you say you saw, that bitch gonna say something to you the next time or the next time, okay? Right?
That's damn right. That's right. Your bitch gonna you gonna be on that bitch's mind, and as soon as that bitch having a little problem, she gonna think of you.
Go ahead.
I see that bitch gonna be that bitch. You gonna be on that bitch's mind, just some of the little words you said. Even though she didn't turn and look, it's one thing about it. That bitch couldn't put no earplugs in her ear, so she heard what you said.
God damn it! Hey, stop! You gotta say that shit again, nigga. The bitch can't what?
The bitch can't put no earplugs in the ear, so she showed her what you said.
No, this pivot, if you thinking about it, if you dealing with it, you fucking got hella ways to catch hoes. But you motherfuckers don't want to work. That's what's wrong with them, Tay. That's why I didn't like what I'm doing now. But since I'm kicking it with you, nigga, this is hella fun. So, you know, I don't know, nigga. I might be coming in a little more than you want me to, nigga. But anyway, fucking way, what I'm saying is, I'm saying, man, this shit, this game has a protective layer of information that's going to keep you from getting in the shit, allowing you to totally be in niggas' business that ain't really about it, but showing respect to motherfuckers that is about it, so the game could keep going on. You motherfuckers running around and fuck the nigga, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Man, you supposed to love a nigga you see pimping. Say, we didn't see many, but when we seen whoever the fuck it was, didn't we chase, and we might have made a U-turn to chase that nigga down, hey man, what's up?
That's right. Give a nigga, give a pimp his props. You got to do that. But these niggas nowadays, that sure ain't what they do. I'm telling you, bud, especially the tracks down in L.A., bud, you probably haven't been to that track, you know, that Figueroa track down there. Bud, that's where you don't want to go. You won't want to even get out your car on that track. Because before, you ride down two times, one of them niggas or two of them niggas in different cars might pull you over, bud. Say, you can't work this track, man. But that's how bold them niggas are.
And I know, nigga, man.
You know, shit, that ain't no, man, that show don't go like that. That's that new wave shit. They gangster. They gangstering. They ain't pimping. They gangstering.
Hey, Tay, but that's why me and you will end up under the dirt, because we ain't going for that punk-ass shit.
No.
Nigga, what you talking about? We gonna get out, and the next thing you know, they gonna shoot us. Nigga, you can't tell me what to work. Motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you think. And I'm thinking this nigga got some pimping in him, so he gonna recognize I ain't no punk. But the nigga ain't got no pimping in him. He gonna pull out his gun and shoot me.
Just what he gonna do.
So what I'm saying, man, I don't wanna fuck with these niggas, man. But you know, we got to, man. Especially your black ass.
Bud, we riding down the track, nigga.
When is your show is gonna be named? What?
My show gonna be in July.
No. I'm saying it's gonna be named. Man, this nigga here, man. Your phone is fucked up. Hollywood Finest with Tay, and it's gonna be coming up every fucking Thursday. At 6 o'clock. That's right. Every Thursday. And you're going to be able to get deep like you're getting right now. These niggas ain't using
talking
this
shit. Talking about some pimping, man.
Say, but they ain't using this shit. Because they used to just, you know, talking shit that don't have no meaning. That's why none of them know shit. But they going to get to learn something now, because a motherfucker is here with game that can answer your questions and ain't going to get tired of it. So ain't that a bitch. Now, back to the bitch. The bitch is in pocket. And your motherfucking ass don't fuck. That's a big part of the pimping that's missing. Because hoes don't need dick. They certainly can get dick. Hoes need a man. A real man that know what the fuck she do, don't give a fuck or judge her whatsoever about what she do, and she could be as comfortable as any other square ass bitch around this man because he ain't tripping. She need a man, and the only man that can motherfucking deal with a bitch that's giving her pussy away for money happens to be called a pimp. And the reason he demanding the money is because of all that shit you motherfucking punk ass niggas is scared of. Man, the bitch going out, you know, giving that pussy up, man, I'm gonna get the money, so that means I'm the shit. That's what pimps think. And we tell a bitch, keep the face tight, bitch. Don't let that motherfucker go up in there. But when the bitch fucking with you, it's the
bud, you just gave them niggas some game. Them niggas didn't know that, bud. I seen you shoot that in there right quick, bud. I caught it.
Hey, I know. See, that's what I'm saying. Hey, Tay, but what I'm saying, nigga, is you got to watch yourself because you're going to get to talking like I'm running my motherfucking mouth. And you don't want to get that game up like that, Tay. You want them to know you got it, and you want them to pay for it. Because the motherfucker will tell you in a minute, this game is to be sold, not told. Hey, Tay, why don't you give me this? Why don't you give me that? Oh, okay, I'll get back with you. Nigga, fuck you. That's what I say. Everybody that bought my shit know that's what I say. Fuck you and damn you. If you ain't willing to invest in you, I damn sure ain't. But whoever the fuck bought my shit, no, they got 900,000 times more than they paid for. Why? Because they was able to discover who the fuck they was. Really? Now, what I'm saying, think about this game you're going to be getting from this nigga. Think about these tools he going to have that's going to motherfucking lace your ass to the real nitty gritty. See, you could actually be this pimp motherfucker you want to be. But no, you ain't gonna support him. Man, the nigga quit pimping bitches so he could pimp me. Nigga, you gonna hear that? You gonna hear that shit, Tay?
Bud, you made a hell of a statement. Bud, you made a hell of a statement a little while ago.
That applies
to pimping, it applies to life, period. When you said that if you're not willing to invest in yourself, you ain't got nothing coming. You ain't got no life. That's some strong shit. Shit.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you just started pimping. You started out, you got a t-shirt and some jeans and some tennis shoes, and what's the first thing you going to do with the first $500? Not all of it, but you got $500. What you going to do?
Buying me out?
I'm asking you the question I asked you, and whatever you answer is your answer. So what the fuck are you going to do? You just, you know, you got to
buy me outfit, bud, and buying me outfit, bud, and buying the bitch outfit. That's the first thing I'm gonna do.
Hey, why are you gonna do that?
Because I got to present myself as a pimp, and pimps stay sharp. So I got to go get sharp.
Okay, wait a minute.
If nothing else,
they gonna say.
What?
No, nigga. I guess
what?
I gotta quit. Nigga, I'm talking about why do you buy you an outfit in the an outfit as far as investing in yourself?
I'm investing in myself to build myself up. And I got to invest in the bitch to get my money. I got to make her look sharp before I make myself look sharp.
To be honest about it. Okay, Tay, listen, we being honest. What I'm saying is, so you saying when you had 300, you might have gave the bitch some money to go get her some so she can get you some more. And you might
That's
not
right.
have came out the room yet or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, when you had enough to get you something so you could go out there, you're going to get that. Now, what, because Tay, you hard, man. We got to kick it, man. You hard, bro. But what I'm saying is this, fellas. Investing in yourself is spending the fucking money on what's needed as far as what you're doing. You can't save the money, hope you save enough to do your big dream. Motherfucker, you supposed to spend that money. First thing you do is make that bitch able to get you some money. Once she able to get you some money, you got to put yourself in a position to go get some more bitches. And once you go out there fucking with some bitches and stack up a little bit more money, you got to go get you a ride. And when you get you a ride and you have some bitches, now you got a couple bitches, you got to get you a new car. And you still ain't got no money. This ain't about saving money. This is about making moves that's going to make you be seen as a pimp. Nigga, you hear what I'm saying, Tay?
And show a nigga how to grow. That's growing. That's growing, bud. That's growing in the game every day. Shit, every day you learning about you. Learning about how to pimp. learning that you number one. Shit. The bitch getting the money, but bitch, I'm number one. Shit.
hey, bitch. I could have 12 of your motherfuckers. As getting me the money, you can't have them. You can travel the far eastern corner of the world, all four corners of the world, and you ain't gonna motherfucking find another motherfucker like me. I'm the shit. Nigga, go, nigga. Hey, listen, man, I'm gonna tell you this. All these motherfuckers hearing me too, nigga. I'm telling you, I'm finna back up, nigga. This is my show. So you talk hella shit. Now learn how to be on this motherfucker talking shit. Handle it, man. You got hella shit you told me you wanted to talk about. Let's kick it.
All right. Now, when you got a bitch, then every day, you supposed to be popping game into this bitch. I ain't talking about no motherfucking basketball game or no current events. Fuck that shit. You talking to a hoe. You a pimp. So you kicking game 24/7. Bitch, check
dreams.
This out right here. Check this out, bitch. When you get in the car with a trick, bitch, and he give you your money, bitch, what's the next thing that you do? You got to take a bitch to school. Whatever bitch say, bitch going to be wrong anyway. You gonna make it be like that. then you gonna pop some more game at that bitch.
Hey, Tay, wait, Tay, so what I'm saying is you gotta be brave enough to tell this professional hoe that sell pussy every night how to do it right. Nigga, you ain't never sold pussy in your life.
and you got to make the bitch believe that shit. So you telling the bitch, look, bitch, you get in the car with the trick, you start your conversation. You know, you continue to carry conversation on with this motherfucker. Take your hand, bitch. Put your hand on his dick. Rub his dick all the way to the hotel. Shit. By the time the motherfucker get to the hotel, he done calmed already. Bitch, job done. And all she done did is talk for it. See, that's game.
Hey,
but
wait,
you got to tell
wait.
The bitch what to say.
No, you can't. You just check me about giving it up.
Oh, yeah. But you know, you get to kicking this pimping. But you get kicking this pimping, that shit get exciting. And the nigga forgot he giving it up because the nigga just spitting it out. You know what I'm saying, bud? Shit.
Hey, nigga, you ain't trying to, you know, cut what you saying. So you spitting, nigga. But, nigga, you in the public domain. Hey, wait. You in the public domain now. You used to spitting it out when you spitting it to some motherfucker straight qualified to hear it. Right now, you can't spit it out. I'm just letting you know this. Everybody did what you did. I fucking did it, spit my shit out. But when I made the mistakes, I heard it after I said it. You gonna start hearing it after you said it. but what I'm saying is, you don't worry about the shit, because these motherfuckers ain't gonna hear something one time and be able to goddamn go whatever with it. What I'm saying is, you gotta hear it so that you can remember. That's important. I better make something, you know, about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but probably over half of these motherfuckers, you could take a little small time bitch, a $500 day bitch, get a bitch to them, and they still wouldn't know how to get over 500. So it's like without that knowledge of self and knowledge about the game. You can sit a hole in a square motherfucker's lap, and he still ain't going to get the pimping. Or you can sit a hole in a pimp that ain't been pimping, just sending a bitch. You can give him a hole. That hole probably going to be gone the first night, because she going to be bored with his non-conversation, having non-pimp-kicking motherfucking ass. But...
Nigga, listen. Hey, what you just said just now is why all these niggas think bitches ain't shit. Because they get the bitch and the bitch be gone in 2 or 3 days. But what they don't know and what they just heard is why them bitches be gone. You motherfuckers are boring. Here's a bitch out risking her life for you every day, and you talking about being a rapper? Come on, you motherfucker. And that's another reason they hate me, Tay, because I tell them the goddamn cold-hearted, blunt, run your fucking ass over the truth. Your ass will give them a little, I ain't comparing to nothing, don't get me wrong, nigga, you always been this way. You'll give them a little room. But even though he had the reputation of being the bully,
like you carry your show. You catch him coming with the bullshit, bud, and you bring it right to him. You bring that real to him right away with no air. No, you can't breathe, nigga. Don't breathe till you listen to this. Once you listen to this, nigga, then you can take a breath. Until then, shut the fuck up and listen.
Hey, nigga, that's what time it is. And that's because, nigga, you older than me. Nigga, you...
yeah.
Nigga, come on, motherfucker. You showed me hella shit. Nigga, you know it. And I don't care whoever listening, motherfucker. I ain't ashamed. This nigga showed me hella shit. I was just a regular person till I met this shit-talking, bragging ass, 4'9" motherfucker, pimp like he's 12 feet tall, telling me, nigga, you ever heard of motherfucking Napoleon? Nigga, we a real motherfucker is short. Hey,
I saw this article on short motherfuckers that became great. You know, Napoleon, Caesar, Hitler, a gang of motherfuckers, you know?
Hey, God dang. Hey, guys, listen to me. I never studied that bullshit. I knew that shit in school, but I never knew about their height. But what I'm saying is, this nigga had been pimping some years when I came to Hollywood. So what I'm saying is, this is what pimps talk about. Shit like that, Napoleon, Caesar, who was the best? I mean, you think the stupid motherfuckers you think they are. They sold up on current events. Sold up on life things. Because pimps got to use whatever is going on has to be filtered through how they think and see. And since that's a great responsibility, it's the same responsibility as those fucking leaders that he was talking about. The police, you know, Hitler, the same responsibility. So you make yourself think, because you're doing this, well, you don't make yourself think. Somehow you start thinking that you the shit. And can't nobody even pee unless they pee the way I say they should pee. And we only talk about the motherfuckers that fuck with us. Now, you know, the world could do what they fucking want to do. Hitler didn't give a fuck about no motherfucker except for them Nazis. So I'm saying he didn't give a fuck about Americans. He knew it was other motherfuckers. Caesar didn't give a fuck about nothing wrong. He knew it was other places. He's either going to conquer them or fuck them. Because what I'm saying is that's what motherfuckers like us know. We know it's some other kind of people out there, some other kind of men out there with money and all that woo-woo. We don't give a fuck. Because what this $9-10 million having motherfucker will do for a bitch, have his arm cut off, as long as he can keep nine of the million, a pimp ain't going to do. A pimp gonna keep the $10 million and send the bitch out for some money. Okay.
Yeah, that's just what a pimp gonna do, bud. Yeah.
Nigga, this pimping, man. Nigga, this show. Oh, go ahead.
Say, bud, and I think back on different places we went. Everything top shelf. Bud, you bought your car from the Russian gangster motherfucker of Beverly Hills, nigga, that had a club there.
Nicky Corleone, Mixed Fish Market.
Right. So what
hey, you remember what happened the first night I had the car? Me and you was rolling. You got the Auburn. I got the damn Dorville, and I get pulled over. And the police arrest me in Santa Monica. Took my car, was talking about this, talking about that. Yeah, you messing with Nicky Corleone, you know, he's a gangster. And I'm in the holding cell. And Nick DeCorville came in there. That nigga came in there with his lawyer. And them motherfuckers broke their neck to let me out. Because he told him it's my car because I made it. But it's his car because he bought it.
Right. Bud, that's power, nigga. Bud, that's pimping power there, nigga. Shit, that's power, bud.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying, man. We people knew we was pimps. We didn't hide it.
Right.
They knew we was pimps. Alan Hale at the Lobster Barrel, the skipper from Gilligan's Island. Hey, Rosebud, we pull up, man. Them motherfuckers let give us Humphrey Bogart action. They appreciated us, nigga. Hey, the captain.
Cardi Blank all the way.
Hey, remember the captain's table, nigga, where all the shit was like, and you sit in the, you know, the eating is like you sitting in thrones. Nigga, we used to go there what's that other fish place? Man, on Restaurant Row, I'm talking about, Tay. You know, Lafayette, when it was called Restaurant Row.
It's still Restaurant Row, nigga.
Oh, it is?
Yes, still Restaurant Row. We used to go to, shit.
Hey, I can't even think of it. Hey, we got 30 seconds. I want you to close it out. I want you to tell everybody how they can contact you, what to look for in the coming weeks. You know, put them up on you, man.
Okay, next Thursday, I'll be doing the show with Rosebud called Hollywood Finest at 6 o'clock. We'll be doing that. I got another video coming up this week. I just did one this past week. It's entitled...
Video, where, hey, what you talking about, a video?
I just did my video on YouTube. You can go to, you can contact me on YouTube at Hollywood Shantae. I got about 4 or 5 videos up there. I just put one up there this past week. I want you guys to go on, subscribe to my channel. Look for me on Thursday.
Nigga, what's your email if they want to contact you?
My email address is 1TayshawnParker1@gmail.com. Also, you can go on Amazon and get my book, From the Lobby to the Penthouse. It's an autobiography on my life in the game. And that's about it, bud.
All right, you guys, listen. I'm fucking with this motherfucker to death. So, I mean, you know, I don't care what y'all think. I support every goddamn thing this motherfucker doing, and I don't even know what it is. So what I'm saying is this. This channel, Hollywood Finest, is going to remain Hollywood Finest, but it's going to be Hollywood Finest with Tay, not Tay and Bud. You know, I mean, we doing this, and I'm pretty sure, since I really love kicking this game, it's when I spit shit that I know these motherfuckers in the audience don't really understand. I love the fact that I'm kicking it with you, Tay, and, you know, you can make everything kind of come to a full, you know, it's understood. You know, I just have to be understood. And what I'm saying is, Tay, I'm going to be, you know, calling in, pressing one, nigga, because I'm creaming on you. I'm creaming on your show, man. Your shit is dope.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're going to be calling in. I'm glad you're going to be calling to me and straightening me out on points. Where I go left, you go right, and we meet in the middle. I love that shit. I love picking this game.
Hey, the thing about going left, going right, is that we know it's two sides of the goddamn road.
That's right.
We have the whole road. We ain't choosing no side. Hey, Tay, it's like, man, which bitch is going to be the best bitch? Who's your main bitch? Nigga, I wish I would choose a bitch. The bitch chose me. All them motherfuckers chose me. I ain't going to choose one of them motherfuckers. The bitch when I stop pimping is going to be the bitch that I like. Hey, nigga, you got something to say? Because if not, we gone.
We gone, bud.
Hey, you guys, get at it. And listen, man. When you guys hear this show, ask your questions, because this motherfucker will answer them. We gone.